Okay, we've got an hour to go here with our special guest, Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. He is one of our sponsors and partners, and there is a toll-free number for you, too, at 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast. Dr. Joel Wallach with us, of course, from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, I've got to also compliment you on pharmacist Ben Fuchs. I mean, what a great human being he is, and he does a great job when you're unavailable, when he makes his entries to us once a month. Just a good guy.
Oh, absolutely, and he's extremely knowledgeable, and gosh, he and I have been working together for over 20 years, and he's so passionate about this, and he has such a great background. He's a real asset to America, and we're just so proud to be associated with him, and we can't thank him enough for being so loyal to the mission.
Email in from a real concerned husband for his wife. Let me read it to you.
Okay.
He says, I was wondering if you would ask the doctor a question about supplements for my wife. I've been looking for a response. I can't get any help. My wife had TB meningitis as an infant. She was lucky enough to be entered into a program with the CDC. It did save her life. As a result, though, the nerve in the back of her left eye is white, dead, the size of a golf ball, while it's supposed to be the size of a pinhead. This was according to an ophthalmologist during a recent vision exam. She also has headaches that seem to come from behind that left eye. Her right eye requires glasses, and it gets worse yearly. Are there any supplements that could help her vision? What do you think of that one?
Well, again, I'd like to see the records and look at that eye myself and so forth. But
understand.
That said, there's certainly things that could be done here. And just can't give a guarantee what percentage of benefit there's going to be, but there'll be some benefit. And so, and I'm going to give what needs to be done here per 100 pounds of body weight, because I don't know how much this lady weighs. And so, basically, when you have one nerve that is injured in this way, oftentimes is caused by osteoporosis of the skull. Even babies are born with osteoporosis of the skull. And what happens is when you have osteoporosis of the skull actually gets thicker and bigger. And when it does, the canals that the nerves go through, including the optic nerve, begins to get squeezed because this canal is being closed by this extra connective tissue that forms when you have osteoporosis of the skull. And the same thing happens when you have Bell's palsy in your face, droops, trigeminal neuralgia, you get terrible pain. You get ringing in the ears or gradual deafness because the eighth cranial nerve is being squeezed. In this particular case, the second cranial nerve, which is the optic nerve, is being squeezed here. And it doesn't have to be squeezed at equal amounts in the right and left eye. So it's not unusual for one eye to be more imposed upon than the other. So per 100 pounds of body weight, I would give her the 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and also give her some anti-inflammatory stuff. We actually have a secret sauce we call CM Plus capsules, and it relieves inflammation. It relieves pressure. It relieves pain and discomfort. And I'd have her take 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. That's the CM Plus capsules, a great non-prescription anti-inflammatory and analgesic, a painkiller. And I would add that to the one healthy bone and joint pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And let's start there, and we'll see how this goes. And in the meantime, if they could, somehow get some of those records from their eye exam to me, that would help me be a little more specific.
You'll take mail at criticalhealthnews.com?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Doc. Let's go to the calls. We go to Richard in Kentucky, first-time caller. Richard, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking me. Hello to both of you.
You too.
It's an honor. I'm a 68-year-old retired health professor of 44 years of health education. I've been physically fit for decades. I have a lumbar vertebrae that's degenerated and some desiccated discs on either side. But my main problem seems to be this Parkinson's disease. I've been diagnosed for 8 years. My mother had it. Neighbor across the street from me had it when I was growing up. My doc says now I'm maxed out on Parkinson's meds and I'm ready for deep brain stimulation surgery.
Oh,
I'd really like to avoid it. I'm starting out right now. I'm taking the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack. And what else could I do?
Okay. Well, that's a pretty good start. Very smart. What do you weigh, sir?
165 pounds.
Okay, I'd go ahead and take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. Take two as a full dose of everything at breakfast and dinner time. And I would also throw in what we call Synaptive. Synaptive is a wonderful supplement program that helps the neurons, the brain cells, communicate with each other. I'd go ahead and take three of those twice a day. And that's going to support good communication.
And what's that called again, Doc?
Synaptive, S-Y-N-A-P-T-I-V, like synapse.
Synaptive, okay.
Synaptive. Mm-hmm. Right. And then also, in addition to doing all this good stuff, I would also throw in, say, 6 to 8 eggs a day. They can be poached with a soft yolk. They could be soft boiled with soft yolk, soft scrambled in butter, not oils or margarine. This is to help the brain rebuild the myelin, the insulation material, the white matter in the brain, which tends to be lost to some extent or another when you have Parkinson's disease.
Okay.
And I've seen so many people with Parkinson's disease. I'm talking about one billionaire in Moose Jaw, Canada, who had terminal Parkinson's disease. And we gave him the same program. He was a big guy, 260 pounds. So he actually had about three of these products we're talking about here, you know, because I gave them one per 100 pounds of body weight. Okay, and so he would have three. 90 days later, he's perfectly normal. And that's because we're able to give him the nutrients that were necessary to support the brain's ability to repair itself. Now, medical doctors will say your brain can't repair itself. That's absolute nonsense. And so I would do everything I could to avoid that surgery. I would cancel. If you got it scheduled for next week, I would just say, sorry, we're canceling it. I'll talk to you next year if I can't. You got to give yourself about a year to get maximum results here. It might happen faster, but I'd give it a year and cancel the surgery. And the degenerative vertebrae is probably caused by the same thing, maybe malabsorption, so you got to be sure to stay away from the fried foods and the processed meats and the oils and the gluten. And wouldn't hurt to throw in the glucogel, so you can take 15 of those a day, two bottles of glucogel, again, to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, and bone itself.
Glucogel.
It's the raw materials that your genes need to support maintenance repair, again, of disc and cartilage and ligaments and tendons and bone. It requires raw materials. And people forget, doctors don't even know this, that your bones are not static. They say, oh, by the time you're 28 years old, you rebuilt your bone, you probably can't do much more. That's not true. You're constantly losing and gaining bone, depending on what you eat, what you don't eat, what you supplement with, what you don't supplement with. But if you don't supplement, your bones and your disc will continue to go away slowly, just like an unpainted house. Why do you paint your house every 5 years? Well, the paint goes away. It's just weather, time, and so forth. The same thing is true with your disc and your bones. And doctors don't understand that. They think your bones are like poured concrete and game over. No. They're constantly going away, and unless you supplement to give your genes and your bones and your spinal cord and the nerves and everything in the area and the disc what they need to maintain themselves, and when it starts going away, you get degenerative disc disease, you get bone spurs, you get squeezing of the spinal nerves, you get atrial fibrillation, you get irritable bladder syndrome, you get sciatica, and it's a mess. And I've seen so many people with these things, including Parkinson's disease, terrible. I mean, they are in hospice, and sometimes as quickly as a week or 10 days or 2 weeks, they're out of there apparently perfectly normal. It's an amazing thing the body can do. Your body wants to heal itself, but it takes raw materials to do it.
Richard, would you check in with us monthly whenever the doc's on just to give us your progress?
I sure will. I have two horses, and I know how supplements work to rebuild their hoofs. So my horses are on hoof supplement every month, because I've seen that, seen what it does. It just improves them 100%.
Same principle. Exactly the same principle.
Thanks, Richard. Yeah, definitely check in with us to be sure. Now, let me ask you this, Doc, coming at this as a devil's advocate. You told him he doesn't want to get surgery. You told him to postpone it as long as he can. What if he really has to have surgery eventually? What do we do?
Well, when it comes to Parkinson's disease, you really don't have to have surgery. The surgery certainly doesn't cure the disease. It'll relieve some of the symptoms of Parkinson's. You know, a lot of this palsy and the shaking and might improve the speech a little bit, but the disease will continue to march on because the surgery doesn't deal with the cause of the disease, which is a degenerative disease. You're missing stuff. And you have to supplement with it. You have to get on a gluten-free diet so you can absorb it. And it's kind of a two or three or four step process here. And the thing that makes the medical approach attractive, for instance, is you get symptom relief very quickly. And the average person, including doctors, think, well, we've dealt with it. The symptoms are gone, just like blood sugar when you have diabetes. Well, we got the blood sugar under control. Disease is gone. No. Elevated blood sugar for diabetes is just the symptom. That's not the disease. You have to deal with it at the cellular level, and this is where the doctors make their big mistakes.
Let's go to Efren in Texas. Efren, go ahead, sir.
Hi, George. This is Efren in San Antonio, Texas.
Hi there.
Dr. Wallach.
Yes, sir.
To you. Sir, I'm a 61-year-old. I'm 61 years old, and I have been taking medicine for my high blood pressure and cholesterol. I've been taking it for the last about 20 years now. And I've noticed I've lost a lot of strength, a lot of muscle mass. What do you recommend?
Okay, well, first of all, one of the worst possible things you can do is take cholesterol medication. There's no disease that's caused by elevated blood cholesterol. Demonizing cholesterol was a sales campaign by Procter & Gamble and the American Heart Association to sell a product. Procter & Gamble gave the American Heart Association in 1952... This is a two-full-page article in the Wall Street Journal a couple of years ago. June of 2014, it was a five-page article in Time magazine. It was a cover story where Procter & Gamble got the American Heart Association to prostitute itself and demonize an essential nutrient so that Procter & Gamble could sell another product.
Statin drugs.
Yep. And statin drugs are one of the most evil things because they resulted in low T, low testosterone, which is primarily made from that one nutrient. And then it also causes ED, erectile dysfunction. It also causes menopause in women at age 30 instead of 60.
Don't you also have to take supplements because you get muscle cramps? So CoQ10 or something like that?
Well, you take the 90 essential nutrients and the muscle cramps go away. It could be caused by magnesium deficiency, calcium deficiency. You know, and so you have to take them all. But by demonizing this product or this nutrient to sell a product, doctors also, in addition to low T, early menopause, erectile dysfunction, adrenal exhaustion, it also caused Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease caused by lowering cholesterol. Cholesterol is an essential nutrient, and there was no such thing as Alzheimer's disease until Procter & Gamble and the American Heart Association demonized cholesterol so that they could sell another product called Crisco.
All right, Doc, so what do you recommend for our friend here, Efren?
Okay, he needs to be eating 8 to 10 eggs a day and get rid of the statin drugs. And I would also have him take, what do you weigh, sir?
239.
Okay, 239. I'd take two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I'd also take, again, the Synaptive. I'd take three of those twice a day, S-Y-N-A-P-T-I-V. That's going to, again, result in communication between nerve cells in the brain, the spinal cord, and the spinal nerves. And stay away from the bad stuff. And call us every couple of weeks and give us kind of a progress report. We'll walk you through this. And this will, you know, prevent from, you know, running up a big bill unnecessarily because usually doing these things, making sure you're getting your cholesterol by eating 6, 8, 10 eggs a day. And you can actually get poached eggs just about in any restaurant you want. That way you know you get them. If you get scrambled eggs or an omelet in most restaurants, especially these fast food ones, they'll tell you. We thicken our omelets and we thicken our scrambled eggs with pancake batter, which is gluten, and so you don't want the gluten.
That's a good point. I had heard that low cholesterol is even worse than high cholesterol.
You're exactly right, George, and that's what causes Alzheimer's disease. That's what causes low T, It causes erectile dysfunction.
Liver damage, too, right?
You can cause liver damage, absolutely. Cholesterol is an essential nutrient. Every cell wall in your body, including the liver, every cell wall is significantly made up of cholesterol. Cholesterol is demonized by Procter & Gamble and the American Heart Association to sell a product. They had to demonize lard and butter and cream and butter, which Grandma loved to use for cooking.
Grandma loved it. Oh, they all did. Let's go to Laura in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hey, Laura, go ahead.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be on with both of you. Thank
sure
you
thing.
For my call.
Absolutely.
My husband, he's had asthma since he was a kid. And it seems some of his triggers are food. And it doesn't, I mean, it's not just like dairy or chocolate. It could be anything. Some days are worse than others. I'm wondering what we can do. He's on two inhalers. He's on the Advair 500, it's 5,500, and also an albuterol. And he's an all-natural type guy. He hates doctors. He wants to get off of these inhalers.
There's a gluten situation here, Doc. I know what's coming.
You get an A-plus charge. Exactly right. This is a gluten issue.
Okay.
He and his brothers, sisters and his mother, she's still alive, all have to get
Mom just passed, and Dad passed from kidney failure quite a few years ago.
Well, we're not on the same page here, dear. Kidney failure is caused by blocked arteries taking the dirty blood into the kidney. When you have kidney failure, there's nothing wrong with your kidney. Okay, so does he also have kidney failure?
No, his kidneys seem fine. His heart seems fine.
Let's not talk about that then. Okay, let's not throw that issue in if he doesn't have kidney failure. Basically, when you have chronic asthma, regardless of age, it's a gluten problem. George is exactly correct. And so he and yourself and the dog and cat and the mother-in-law and everybody living in the house, kids, renter, anybody living in the house has to be gluten-free to avoid cross-contamination in the laundry, the food preparation surfaces, the dog food, the cat food, the couch where everybody watches TV, the blood. You know, you can't be eating crackers and pizza and pasta and sleep with him in the same bed without cross-contaminating him.
Just wow.
On your clothes and your hair.
Poor guy.
That's sensitive. Yep. And so everybody in the whole household has got to be gluten-free, and he needs the 90 essential nutrients. I'd give him one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And we also have an oxygen supplement called OxyBody. He could take an ounce of that twice a day, an hour before breakfast, an hour before dinner time, and put it in a, you know, kind of a nice little 6 or 8 ounce glass of water. It tastes very pleasant. It's a kind of a multi-berry flavor. Kids love it. It's a great oxygen supplement. But he will have to go gluten-free forever and take the supplements. And we have people, I mean, who have really life-threatening asthma, and just in weeks, their body's able to repair itself, because when you have a gluten intolerance, you cannot absorb the nutrients necessary required to make the hormones necessary to keep the bronchi dilated.
That's amazing. Doc, stay with us for a second. And by the way, if we're throwing a lot of information your way and you miss it, that's what the number's for. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234, and then the website's criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to come back in a moment with Dr. Joel Wallach and final phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, Dr. Doom, Ed Dames, the remote viewer, joins us. We're going to be talking about the kill shot. Is it getting closer? Find out when we have Dr. Doom on in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM. Right now, we've got Dr. Joel Wallach. We're going to come back in a moment and take final calls with him. Here is a toll-free number to call, though, for more information. Keep it. If you can't get in tonight, try tomorrow. They are absolutely being inundated right now. 1-855-949-7234. Definitely go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Dr. Joel Wallach. And, of course, let's go to the final calls. Here we go, Joel. And by the way, thanks for staying up so late for us. You do your presentations.
Problem.
What are you doing tomorrow, by the way?
Actually, I have a business training meeting at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
have
my gosh.
2 hours of radio in the afternoon, then have another 3-hour presentation tomorrow night.
You're so close to St. Louis, huh? You're 5 hours in a car and you're 40 minutes on a plane.
Either way, it works.
Let's go to Thomas in La Jolla, California. Hey, Thomas, go ahead.
Thank you, George, for taking my
sure
call.
Thing, Thomas.
Dr. Wallach, it's an honor to speak to you. My question is concerning nuts and seeds. Many dietitians consider nuts and seeds healthy for their essential nutrients and oils. My question is, does the harvesting of nuts and seeds destroy the oils with oxidation and or rancidity?
Well, exactly right. When you actually get seeds yourself off of a plant and you eat them immediately, the oils are quite safe, but it's the handling of them. Once you harvest the seeds and beans and legumes, these things will begin to oxidize. And they're not handled properly. They're kept at room temperature. They speed up the oxidation process. They turn into trans fats, heterocyclic amines, acrylamides, which are, in fact, the cause of obstructive artery disease. Atherosclerosis is not caused by cholesterol or saturated fat. It's actually caused by inflammation from oils. Now, when I was doing that big project for the National Institutes of Health, where I did those 20,000 autopsies, I'm finding atherosclerosis in coronary arteries of wild sheep from the Atlas Mountains of Iran. I'm finding coronary artery disease in peacocks from India. How's that happening? Well, it turns out they were being fed grain that was stored for 2 or 3 years, and the oils from the stored wheat,
rancid,
barley, and rye and oats were oxidizing, and the oxidized oil, just wheat germ oil that oxidized, was enough to cause the inflammation, to cause the atherosclerosis in their arteries. And this was written up in 1971, and everybody laughed at me. In 1971, said, "Wallach, you're crazy. Everybody knows it's cholesterol." Well, it turns out I was quite correct back then, and this is why they had those big articles in the Wall Street Journal and the Time magazine cover article in June of 2014. There's no doubt about it that oils oxidize and turn into trans fats, heterocyclic amines, acrylamide, which cause inflammation, which result in your arteries producing scar tissue, which block your arteries, is not the cholesterol in your diet, and you get on statin drugs to lower your cholesterol, you avoid eating cholesterol, you eat egg beaters, and you eat egg white omelets and that sort of thing, you won't remember much because you're going to get Alzheimer's disease, you're going to have low T, erectile dysfunction, menopause at age 30, and adrenal exhaustion, and it's all inflicted, it's all caused by doctors driving the reduction of cholesterol in your diet and cholesterol in your food.
Let's take Mary's call in Ohio now. Hi, Mary, go ahead.
Hello, George. Thank you for taking my call, Dr.
Sure
Wallach.
Thing.
It's a pleasure to speak with you. You're an
Thank
incredibly
you.
Intelligent man, and you speak with such common sense that we all can understand you, and it's very much appreciated.
Thank you.
My question involves my 23-year-old son. This is an off-the-wall question, so I don't know if you can even answer it, but we'll give it a shot. He has psoriasis, but that has nothing to do with anything towards my question. He has extreme nightmares, and they're very vivid. He dreams of black-eyed children chasing him, and he doesn't even understand what that really means. But he just wakes up every morning at 4 in the morning with these horrible nightmares.
Sure.
And I've looked online, and it's a stress and diet. And he doesn't have any stress, really. He's 23. But, you know, any thoughts or advice of what I
yes.
can do to help him?
And this is a young man that has psoriasis, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, he has a severe gluten intolerance. You gave it to him, okay? It's not, you have a gluten intolerance. Did you have asthma as a kid?
No. My husband's the one who had psoriasis. I do not.
Oh, okay. But your son, does he have psoriasis?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, then he's got a gluten intolerance. Obviously, your husband has a gluten intolerance. You have to be gluten-free. Otherwise, you're cross-contaminating them in the laundry and the food preparation service, the bed you sleep together in, the couch you watch TV on.
Wow.
The whole household.
It's everywhere.
Dog food, cat food. It's got to be gluten-free. And then, how much does your son weigh?
I'd say 160, 170.
Okay. Then he needs 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. And he needs to have 8 to 10 eggs a day, poached, soft-boiled, soft, scrambled in butter. And this is to maintain the white matter of the brain. And when he hears voices and has these nightmares, This is a form of psychosis, and this is not unusual. You know, the son of Sam, his dog talked to him and told him to kill these people in the parked cars and stuff like that. It's very typical of psychosis. And he's not absorbing enough nutrition for the brain. So it's drop-dead imperative that yourself, your husband, your son, and everybody else in your family, your brothers and sisters, your nieces and nephews of your sisters, and your mother and your mother-in-law, if they're still alive, they need to be, everybody's got to be gluten-free. They'll add 25 to 50 years to their life if you accomplish that. And they all need the 90 essential nutrients. In addition to the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, two of those per month, your son would also give him the de-stress capsules, give him three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month. I'd go ahead and give him the Synaptive, so the neurons can talk to each other. I'd have him take three of those twice
a day. Is that new, Doc?
Well, the Synaptive is about a year old, George.
Okay.
And we were trying to...
Relatively new.
Yeah, it's just relatively new. We've been trying to... this one piece that was missing. We had the de-stress capsules, which are good for the metabolism of the brain, energy utilization. Of the brain. We really didn't have anything that caused the neurons to talk to each other. And so we came up with a Synaptive. It's just beautiful for things like psychoses and schizophrenia, anxiety attacks, panic attacks, nightmares, these sorts of things. I would also give him the Sweeties, three of those twice a day, three at breakfast, three at dinner time. That's going to help support healthy blood sugar levels, because when you drop, when your blood sugar drops, and you don't have these nutrients working in the brain, you can get these types of problems. And so this is an easily resolvable problem, but the basic underlying root cause is a gluten intolerance, and that's what causes the psoriasis.
All right, good information. Mary, thanks. I hope that helps you. Let's go to Veronica in Albuquerque, New Mexico now. Veronica, go ahead.
Good evening, George and Dr. Wallach.
Hi there.
Yes, ma'am.
George, I've been a fan since I was 13 years old, going on 35 years now. I just wanted to tell you that. Thank you for
we all thank you for that. Thank you.
I have a question for Dr. Wallach.
Okay.
My 25-year-old son was diagnosed this past year with a skin condition called hidradenitis suppurativa. It's also known as acne inversa. And apparently it's where the acne grows downward into the skin and where the hair follicles become blocked. He's in stage two of the disease, where there are now lesions under both of his arms, and they become infected enough to where he was hospitalized at least four times this past year. And he's considering surgery to have the affected areas removed from under his arms this summer. I was just wondering if, Dr. Wallace, if you know the cause of the disease, and if you have any recommendations to help treat the condition.
Yes, okay. Actually, when I was a kid, we used to call that impetigo, was what it was called when I was a kid. And these are all indications, again, of a gluten intolerance. It seems almost repetitive, but this is a gluten intolerance. You passed it on to your son. Did you have asthma as a kid?
Yes.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's the bingo. And so you have to be gluten-free. Your brothers and sisters have to be gluten-free. Any nieces and nephews you have from your sisters, your mother's still alive. She needs to be gluten-free because she passed it on to you. And so, again, surgery is kind of a symptom relief, a pretty drastic thing to do for symptom relief. And really all he has to do is get gluten-free. Everybody in the household he's living in has to be gluten-free, including the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish. And what does he weigh? What size kid is he?
He's a big guy. He's maybe about 6 feet tall. He's about 230 pounds. And he's been trying to, you know, exercise, but the condition, you know, the rubbing between the legs and everything.
Yeah, so what he can use is our PureWorks skin sanitizer. We have a foam and a spray. He can spray it on these lesions under his arms, armpit, neck, back, his chest, arms, neck, and behind his ears. Every place these things appear, use the PureWorks, and it's a great antimicrobial, kills bacteria for 3 to 5 hours after it dries. It won't sting. There's no alcohol in it. It doesn't dry the skin. But I also give him two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. I go ahead and make sure he's getting 8 to 10 eggs a day, soft poached, soft boiled, soft scrambled butter. And in addition to the two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, and full dose of everything twice a day, and also get him what we call hair, skin, and nails. And I would give him, say, nine of those a day, three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner, three bottles a month. And that's specific nutrients to help with the health of the hair follicles. And he needs to eat lots of green and yellow and dark vegetables, like carrots, green things, because he needs more beta carotene, he needs more vitamin A, There's a certain amount of keratosis, K-E-R-A-T-O-S-I-S, that goes along with this. Rough, dry skin on the backs of the arms. You see this in kids. Does he ever tear? Does he ever have tears running down his cheeks?
Not that I notice.
Okay. Because sometimes that'll happen where the little ducts that carry the tears from the nasal lacrimal ducts that carry the tears from the eye down into the nose, they get plugged by the same stuff, and the tears can't get into the nose, and so they just run down their cheeks. I'm not crying. I don't know why tears run down my cheeks. And so these are all indicators that he's got a vitamin A deficiency, and so he needs to eat lots of, green things, except for no wheatgrass, no barley grass, no oak grass, no rye grass. And you find these things in everything. A cheap coffee
blend. Oh, they are. You're right, Doc. They are everywhere.
Oh, yeah, they're in everything, George. And they actually use, for instance, rye flour to cut coffee. So when you go to a hotel lobby and get a cup of what they call a coffee blend, it's 50% by weight rye flour. And if you have a gluten problem, that'll really set off your lights.
Doc, are peanuts gluten?
No. Peanuts do not have gluten in them.
Okay.
And peanuts are a good food if you catch them fresh. They've been harvested that year. They've not gotten wet and moldy. Like everything else, you have to take care how the food is prepared and transported and stored in your home and cooked and so forth. But peanuts are good food if they've been handled correctly. And I eat a lot of them on the airplanes for snacks. That's what they give you now these days is peanuts. And so I do contact peanuts. You can almost smell when they're moldy. And the mold that grows on peanuts, the mold that grows on old bread, you get in these bread thrift stores, called aspergillus, makes a aflatoxin toxin, which actually causes liver cancer.
Jeez.
And the liver cancer rate in kids in the inner city is going skyrocketing because families are so poor now. They're getting these nickel loaves of bread from these centers, which have the aflatoxin in them, and then they get peanut butter that's been spoiled and oxidized. And so the rate of liver cancer is just skyrocketing in the inner city in these kids.
And nobody knows anything about that either.
Well, Jeez. You and I know, George, and we're spreading the message.
Yeah, we are. A real quick email from Mary, and then we'll try to wrap up with final calls. Mary from Clovis, California, has an autoimmune disease called pemphigus vulgaris. Never even heard of that. But she says, what can I take for an autoimmune disease?
Pemphigus is actually, again, one of these things like just our previous callers. Just, one doctor will call it one thing, one doctor will call it the other. It's another one of these impetigo-type diseases. And, again, it's a gluten intolerance. They can use the PureWorks spray or the spray or the foam to lower the bacterial load and reduce all the inflammation without antibiotics and all that nonsense. Certainly, doctors want to do surgery, but don't do it. And there's no alcohol in the pure work, so it doesn't dry your skin, doesn't burn. Will last. It's bug-killing effects last for 3 to 5 hours after it dries. For these ones with the alcohol base, they only work while they're wet for like 30 seconds. So you don't get much long-term protection. It knocks down the bacterial load or virus load, but doesn't give you long-term benefit.
Let's go to Bernadette. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Doc.
That's right. I was just going to say no gluten and the 90 cents of nutrients. One healthy brain and heart pack for 100 pounds of body weight. Okay, Bernadette.
Bernadette in St. Petersburg, California, I guess. Hi, Bernadette.
Hi. No, this is St. Petersburg, Florida.
That's what I thought. Okay, thank you.
I told someone tonight, I said I attend classes now, and it's at George Norrie University. I'm in love. Okay, two questions, quick questions. I know you're out of time. Drinking water. I found that I'm feeling better when I don't drink as much, but when I do drink it, I drink distilled water. And also, what does Dr. Wallach think about the herbal enemas as well as the garlic and lemon juice enemas? I've been taking them, and I'm feeling much better also. And I'll hang up and listen for my answers.
Okay. Doc, take it away.
Okay, well, these enemas with herbs and sorcery are just great cleanses, and cleanses can certainly help you, particularly if you have a gluten intolerance. These cleanses will move the gluten out of there fast and give you a soft, comfortable bowel movement if you have a constipation problem, which goes along with the certain forms of gluten intolerance. And that's where I would start. Gluten-free, get the 90 cents of nutrients. We actually have a wonderful cleanse. It has 14 cleansing herbs, including Cascara Sagrada and Taraxacum. It has 78 minerals in it. It tastes like peach juice. Kids love it. is called Herbal Rainforest, and I try to use that a tablespoon, which is a half ounce, every night before I go to bed. So you can use that every day forever. You don't have to just do a cleanse like once a year or 3 days out of the month. With this Herbal Rainforest, you can do this every evening for the rest of your life, and you're just going to take a tablespoon, which is a half ounce, which then allows you to have this quart of the Herbal Rainforest last you 2 months. And it's just great. You get this great cleanse, have a nice, soft, formed bowel movement so you don't have a constipation problem. And when you use the old herbal terms, these 17 classic herbs in the Herbal Rainforest actually, I'm quoting now the old herbal terms, cleanse the blood, cleanse the liver, and cleanse the colon, and would accomplish what our friend here from Florida was asking about. But a cleanse by an enema, as long as it's not too inconvenient for you, and you have a bathtub accessible so you can do this in the bathtub during a shower. This can be a rewarding thing when it comes to getting rid of, you know, problems that cause constipation and some negative side effects from foods that shouldn't be in there.
I'm glad you're the doctor, not me, Joel. Hey, Doc, you take care, and I'll see you next month, okay?
Yeah, God bless, George. Yeah, looking forward to it. The contact in the desert. Beautiful.
Oh, that'll be fun. Exactly. Don't forget, 1-855-949-RADIO or criticalhealthnews.com. And by the way, we've got Doc Wallach on demand for those of you who want him all the time. Full information right under his name at coasttocoastam.com.